The Office of Federal Procurement Policy is making 8 changes to how agencies decide what work has to be done by federal employees. You heard about them from Jason Miller just a few minutes ago. You have a month to start implementing these changes. Rob Burton is a partner at the Venable Law Firm and a former deputy administrator of OFPP. Do you see this? And what do you think, Rob?
I did, Francis. I sure did. It's not dramatically different than the proposed policy letter that was issued back in March of 2010. And actually, agencies have been insourcing functions even without this particular policy in place. But I think what's significant about this is that it is going to institutionalize insourcing, and it's going to be in the Federal Acquisition Regulation. This is not mere guidance. You know, this will go into regulation. A lot of people think it's just one of those policy memos, but it's an OFPP policy letter, which legally is regulatory. It's gone through the comment process already, and so it will go into the FAR. What is significant about the law that's behind this is that we now have something called critical functions. And as you see in the title of this, they did change the title of the document, which I thought was interesting, and it now has the word critical functions in the title, which indicates that we're really not talking about inherently governmental so much as critical functions. And there's not a good definition of that, and the agencies are going to have a lot of discretion with respect to what they view as a critical function that needs to be insourced.
Is that a good idea, or should it be more definitively defined than that, do you think?
I think it should be definitively defined, and also, you know, to give a lot of examples on what's inherently governmental and what's closely associated with inherently governmental work, but you're not seeing any examples on what's a critical function, and it pretty much says it's a case-by-case determination, and the only guidance is that the agency has to have enough people to perform critical functions. And what's that? What's an adequate number? I think the term OFPP uses is that agencies must ensure they have an adequate number of employees to perform critical functions.
Mm-hmm.
And first you got to decide, is it critical? And almost anything can be argued as critical. Nobody wants to say they're not working on a critical function.
That's right.
And, you know, so you basically have almost anything that could be categorized or argued as critical. And then it's a question, do you have an adequate number of employees doing the work? And that's going to be an agency determination. One thing I'm glad to see is that they are requiring agencies to develop agency-level procedures. Because right now, Francis, agencies don't have really, a few do, but not much in the way of procedures at the agency level. So OFPP is requiring agencies to put in place some procedures in writing.
You anticipated my next question, which is what is good in this that may not have been codified before if there's not a whole lot that's new?
Well, one thing that is new, and I will give OFPP credit for this, because in the proposed policy letter last year, the word small business I don't think was even in the document. And so what you see now is at least a directive that when large and small businesses are performing a function that's going to be insourced, that the agencies are going to have to apply the rule of two. You know, the rule of two, if there are two or more small businesses that are qualified to
yes.
do the work, then you have to have a small business set aside for the work. And so at least they're saying, don't insource the smalls if, in fact, larges are performing as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a step forward. I would have liked to have seen a lot more, though, to protect small businesses from insourcing, because I'll tell you right now, we are representing some small businesses who have had work insourced that they're just basic commercial functions, very routine commercial-type functions that are being insourced. And I think that will continue. I don't think there's anything in here that's going to discourage agencies from continuing to insource some of that work from small businesses.
Well, that's kind of where I wanted to go next, which is 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, what will be different about this whole realm that from the way things are today?
Well, I do think that there's a challenge here, because I think you've read a lot of the press that the government's not going to be able to hire that many people in the future. So I don't see insourcing as really rising dramatically, because the government simply is not going to be able to hire people to perform the work. So either the functions are not going to get performed, or the private sector will have to continue performance, or my biggest fear, the government will insource the work and try to have current personnel perform it. And you know where that's going
to
lead.
That's to that whole more with less routine that I think is a paper tiger.
Exactly. And so I think that will be very problematic.
Rob, always great to have your input and your experience, and I appreciate you taking some time to talk to me this afternoon.
Francis, great to talk to you. Have a good weekend.
Thank